Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites. This is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk. And today we're speaking with Carl Benstead, the general manager of the Michibucoten Golf Club. We've had some very nice weather lately, and there's some good news. The golf club has already reopened. Season's already started.
Yeah, we got the good news on the 20th of May, and we hustled quickly to get everything playable. And since that date, it's been an amazing turnout by everybody in the town. Town and visitors.
Certainly great to hear. So I guess one of the big questions people would have, what effect COVID is having, what restrictions, any special procedures that people have to follow during this time?
We're fortunate here in that obviously it's an outdoor activity and the government has allowed golf to reopen, as we mentioned. The restrictions we have are if you're indoors anywhere, we would ask that you wear a mask. The staff has the barrier up in the pro shop. And if you're coming down in a group and you're in the same vehicle, you can rent a cart and go out together. But we ask everybody at all times to try and socially distance, keep about 6 feet apart. And this year, we're pretty strict on having a maximum of 4 people in a group to play the course. Again, making sure that COVID rules are adhered to, and we're doing our part to make sure everybody's safe.
That's very reasonable, and I guess if restrictions change, you might have some changes in the future.
I understand there's going to be changes over the next couple of months. Unfortunately, this year, we've decided that our restaurant will remain closed, but we're hoping with the warm weather, we've got some chairs and tables for the patio. We've created a fire pit, so we can kind of put the wood in there and have a fire on men's and ladies' nights, just making it a warm, comfortable place to come down and really create an ambience that everybody enjoys coming down to the club.
Speaking of men's and ladies' nights, you are still doing leagues this year.
Yeah, our leagues began 2 weeks ago, all of our leagues. The ladies' night on Wednesday, the men's night Thursday, and our seniors program, Monday afternoons starting at 1, have been met with tremendous numbers. Last week alone, our ladies' night had 90 people out, and then the next night, our men had 122 golfers out enjoying the course and the weather. Our seniors have had over 16 to 18 people both weeks, and it's just a testament to the town and everybody wanting to come out and kind of socialize in a safe way.
That's numbers that were better than some weeks, even pre-pandemic, so that's great to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. It's phenomenal.
And you're also having tournaments again this year?
We are. For any company or individual charity tournament that wants to come down, we are hosting tournaments. Again, we have to adhere to all of the regulations. So with a specific tournament, we wouldn't have dining available in the clubhouse, but we can have the barbecue going if they want hamburgers, hot dogs, chicken on a bun, food-wise. And then we'll accommodate everybody with an announcement table outside, and we would ask the tournament directors to ensure that all the groups, when they're coming in, they're still socially distancing until we get the go-ahead that it's not on everybody's mind and have to adhere to that kind of regulation. But tournaments are going to come, and we're ready for them, and we're excited to have some of the old tournaments back again.
Do you have any special new programs for this year?
That's a great question. We're very excited that our club is promoting junior golf this year and beginner golf. As a matter of fact, on June the 28th and every Monday through the summer after that, from 5 to 6, we have a junior clinic. It's free on the range, and I will be doing instruction, coaching, going over everything for an hour. And then Mondays, we have a discounted green fee. So if there is a junior 17 and under playing in your group, anybody else in that group would receive a $5 discount. And we're trying to ensure that families can get out. It's not an expensive sport. Juniors in our club are always free, 12 years of age and under. So we're hoping that the residents, the moms and dads, bring down their kids and introduce them to the game of golf. It's a wonderful activity to put family members together. And the beginners, everybody knows that Monday night will be kind of set aside for those learning the game. Coming out may take a little more time, but that's okay. okay. We were all beginners at once, and we want to encourage all those people to come out and enjoy the course.
If there's any other questions about this year's season, all that sort of thing, what's the best way for people to get those answers?
We have a new website this year. If you go on to wawagolf.com, you'll be sent to our new website. It's got all the listings of the men's and ladies and seniors with some information on recent news, tournaments, upcoming events. And of course, you can always call the Pro Shop and speak to one of us down here at 856-7409, and we'd be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Once again, that is Carl Benstead, the general manager of the Michipicoten Golf Club, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings here on Jam FM.